The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the home of your future ex-wife, this is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good friends Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Chewy in studios with this week. Before they head off on their giant tour across the world, we've got vampires here in this studio. We've got a lot to talk about since it's been 2 weeks, but we love you all here.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Damn.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. You've gotten so much better at that since I left last.
Really?
Nailed that post.
Yeah,
dude.
I think that was probably the best post I've heard since I left.
Yeah, you know what else we stopped doing? Like, besides sucking at that, is we stopped talking about it. It really takes away my anxiety of the moment. Uh-huh. And so now next week, I'm going to fuck it up and it's going to be your fault.
My bad.
So I'm going to make you do
welcome
it.
Welcome back, Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Hi, Chewie.
It's so awesome to have you back.
No, because the ones I did listen to recently, they actually talked about it.
Yeah, we did mention it. It's just Rory's fantasy that we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Go ahead and edit it.
You know, I took the wind off my soundboard. I can't even give you the wind right now.
Oh,
damn it.
You removed the wind?
Was it
ever since I got upset and when you winded me?
Yes.
And so there is no more wind.
Yeah. That's not me.
That better be you.
I wasn't. I didn't touch anything, I swear. Hi, everybody. Sorry we missed last week. Rick had to bitch out.
Bitch out? I had a doctor's excuse and everything. Tonsillitis.
Mm-hmm.
Horrific.
Uh-huh.
And my ears
How do you
up.
Get tonsillitis?
Faggot. Yeah, well.
Remember to check the penis before
Gross.
You put it in your throat.
And please, keep your table, your seats in the upright position.
No, I recorded a metal band or a punk band, and that's how I got.
And they gave you tonsillitis.
It's not what it sounds like.
And scabies and squatter
Herpetitis.
Stink.
Sexually.
So that's what you did. You got sick.
Yeah. And still
week.
Recorded bands, so it kind of sucked.
So and you cleaned all these things since then.
You know what? I didn't.
You never clean these. Don't lick it.
Did you use them?
Everybody in the room, don't lick the mic guard.
Yes, that band, every member of the band was sick, and they used every pop filter and microphone in the place.
You don't even get one.
Word. That shit dies, though, after 2 or 3 days, I think.
I hope.
Yeah.
Viruses, can they live like 2 weeks? That ended last Friday. So
they can live in your body for
days.
That long. I don't think they can live on a microphone that long.
Let's hope.
Check one,
We'll find
two.
Out.
Do I sound okay?
Now that you're like 2 feet away from your microphone.
Nick, though. Just, get some emergency after this.
All right.
Emergency.
C.
But it was a good call because we could only have two vampirates last week.
Yes.
Now we get the whole band.
Let's go around the room so everybody knows your voice and your name at the same time. We'll start over here.
I am Chris, and I play guitar.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome.
Hello,
Chris,
my name is
Dave.
Pat. I play bass.
Pat.
I'm Chris. I play drums.
Hey, I'm Dave. I sing.
It sounds like it.
You can call it singing.
Sounds like it. Well, glad to have you guys here. Finally, actually, in the studio playing live for us in a little bit. We're very happy to have you here.
Yeah, we had him on in season one, right? You guys came
Something.
On and played, some,
Early.
Played your compilation tape.
Yeah,
the first one.
Yeah, volume one. Got volume two just about to come out.
Cool, man.
Wait, this was all last week?
No.
No, like last, like.
Wait, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm the guy in the band that knows everything that we do. I'm like totally on page.
No, it was great. It was wonderful. We sat around
we
and
talked about the,
listened to
the
a
last
CD.
Tape that came out.
And now you got a new one coming out, volume
right.
two, best of.
Yep, Eat This Tape, volume two.
54 bands, 2 hours.
Nice.
Including the Liver Scars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was awesome to be included on that. We're excited. Liver Scars are stoke.
When's that drop?
Thursday.
Yeah. So today, as most people will be listening
you're right.
to this
yeah,
show.
Sorry. Yeah,
in the distant future.
Or
yes.
Maybe tomorrow or maybe yesterday, depending.
Depending on when you've listened to the show. It's probably already out. And these guys are probably already gone because on Friday, tomorrow, you're leaving for tour, right?
That's right.
Where? Where exactly are you headed?
What's the first stop?
Yeah.
Sacramento.
Okay. Yep. The big sack toe.
That's Friday. Then we're off to the Bay Area.
But if you're listening today, on Thursday, you could actually see you at the Recycled Records and Jub Jubs.
That's right.
If you listen on the very first day this comes out, loyal listeners, and thank you for doing so, we'll see you at the Vampirates tonight.
Both of you.
Yeah.
But so are you just keeping it around here? Are you going out to Florida again? Or
full U.S. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
67
okay.
days. Shitload of shows.
Nice. Any fun bands you're looking forward to playing with?
Sprocket Gobbler should be good again.
Where are those guys at?
Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, we should be playing with Benedict Arnold again.
Are those the guys from St. Louis?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Sprocket Gobbler's from Knoxville.
All right.
Let's see.
A Thousand Shall Fall. Asheville Kids.
Cultivator again. A Thousand Shall Fall, Station of the Monster. Fucking lots of good bands, man.
The Budget.
You guys
oh,
know.
Oh, shit. We're playing with James Quall of Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's rad.
True story.
Like his own band?
I don't know. I think he's just going to.
Or just going to get up and do some.
Yeah, we're just going to figure it out.
Bizarre shit.
What was that guy who played at Jub Jub's? He was also from Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Was it Dave Liebehart?
Yes, Dave Liebehart.
That dude's. Anyone who's on that show is fucking weird.
I Great hate show. That show. I hate that show so bad.
That show's great.
So hard. I didn't like the one with the Tom Meets the Mayor or whatever that was.
That was
sucked
great.
Too.
Is that Galifianakis Snuggler character? That was great.
The Snuggler.
He snuggles you.
I snuggle you.
Always wanted me to stab forks in my eyes. Made me want to do that. Or it wanted me to, maybe. It was talking to me in my sleep.
John C. Reilly's infomercials and shit. That's a good show.
Dr. Steve Brule.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Good stuff, man. That's awesome.
No, yeah, that is cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
Vampirates got picked up by Adult Swim.
That would be really
there
cool.
actually is a punk band called Cerebral Ballsy that we played with who's on the Adult Swim label.
Cool. Cerebral Ballsy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask for it by name, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I want to rewind and get back to my week because I want to shout out to a couple of brothers out there, Mike LaPrairie. And the good brother Metric, who I always forget his real name. It's just Metric. Everybody
Matt.
Knows who I'm talking about.
Matt.
Yeah, yeah. But I had some car problems last week, and they helped me out with a tow and fixing my car. It's at this point somebody should not ask me, hey, Rory, what happened?
What was wrong
what
with
your
car exactly?
So I took my kid to school in the morning and left the lights running for 4 hours and came out, needed a jump, had to walk, got a haircut, borrowed somebody's car, came back and went to jump my car. And then I couldn't get it to start and I couldn't get it to start. It wanted to start really bad. Oh, well, no, before that. Well, before that, I went inside and grabbed a soda and the jumper cables when I came out were smoking. And as I got closer and on more careful inspection, they weren't just smoking, they were melting off of the copper wiring on the inside of the insulation. And so I quickly grabbed one of the terminals to pull it off and went, ow, because it was really hot. So then I went and I grabbed something else to put around my hand and I pulled them off rather quickly. And
Rory.
And it took me 4 days to get a tow, and then like three people checked my fuses and said they were fine, but it turned out it was just a blown fuse.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yes, yes, I am. But that was an adventure for me last week, so it was actually really good we didn't have the show either.
You went ahead and got a tow for a blown fuse?
Shut up.
Right.
Wait. I have that here. This does it much more eloquently. Damn it.
Shut
up. There
you
go.
All right. Well, I thought you did a good job at it, though, before that.
I'm just a little off.
Yeah, your shut up was pretty good, though.
Yeah, you shut it. Well, you haven't been here long enough.
I
just miss saying that. Even though I want you to talk more, I just miss telling you to shut it.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, yeah. What happened in your week that was interesting, Josh?
I lost my wallet.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Is your kid walking yet?
She is. She took 7 steps today and then didn't fall afterwards. Actually went into a crawling position, but she's doing
not
well.
As retarded as we might have thought.
No. She's actually a lot smarter than some other people in my family, particularly me and my wife.
I have to tell our audience, too, your beard looks good, dude.
Thanks, man.
You guys can't see about it. Yeah, Chewy's beard looks good. Look at the picture. There'll be a picture back on the podcast.
There's been a month in Elko recently, and that was pretty cool. And the Cowboy Poetry Festival was going on out there.
Oh, wait, did you check it out?
No. Everybody had to leave, though. They shut the job down because they had all the hotel rooms in Elko booked up for that. So we got kicked out.
So wait, the mining job stopped because of the cowboy poets booking the hotel.
People booked the hotel rooms like years in advance for that poser ass gay
fucking
shit.
Awesome.
Did you meet any cowboy poets?
Yeah, I met one who was staying next to me at the motel when I got back, and he was trying to start his car all morning.
Were his jumper cable smoking?
No, it was turning over like it would just wanted to start so bad. It was clear that it wasn't a battery problem or anything like that, but he knocked on my door and said, "Could you help me go to the store and get a battery? My truck won't start." I said, "All right." I actually drove him to the store, watched him buy a new battery, even though I knew it was not.
And did you say anything?
No, I just said, "Huh, that's interesting." Brought him back, watched him totally take the old battery out, put the new battery in, and the same problem was going on. I should have told him I don't think it's the battery. It's probably something else, but I didn't feel like it.
I'd rather just give him a ride.
Yeah.
Sounds like he had a week like me. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you guys are both poets.
I'm glad I didn't. Yeah, and I'm glad
he had a cowboy hat and a neckerchief on.
I'm glad I didn't replace my fuel pump. I'll just throw that out there. Really glad I didn't just go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that would
have
sucked.
Chewie, we missed you terribly.
I missed you, too.
Welcome
it was
back.
Really
trust
hard
me, yeah.
Like doing the show without you. Oh, and when Max was here, he left you messages.
Oh, he did?
I only listen for Chewbacca.
Me too.
And then because you're gone so much, he gave us a...
Where's Chewie? Chewie! Chewie!
So Max missed you.
That's cool. I should have listened to that episode.
Yeah, Max was... he talked about you the whole time.
I bet.
Yeah.
Too bad my computer's
time.
Broken.
And we had Bobby Slayton on that day too, who says, Rory...
Nothing but good things about Chewie, but he had this to say about me.
Fuck you, Rory.
Yeah. Whole time. That's all he said. Just over and
fuck
over
you,
again.
Rory.
I got two of them. And then, of course, the...
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
That's
and
my
then,
favorite.
Where's the...
And I mean that in the nicest way.
Nice. That's very funny.
Hey, he cuddled afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's for sure. Sounds
cool.
Like a good interview.
It was. That was, yeah.
Oh, you should have. I'd way rather be here doing.
You
this
should have been here
every week. Yeah.
But some people are more committed than others.
I know,
like Nick.
Nick's always the one that's like, "Let's do the show."
Like
man.
Spencer. Yeah. Spencer's more committed than you. Shit.
I wish I had
Spencer's
just
fucking
do,
intern.
But I don't.
Rick's balls itch. Let's not do the show this week.
Yeah, man, I hate when we don't do the show. I was saying in the green room. This is like my 12-step. You know, I come to my meetings at the. Hey. Podcast and I get to drink beer. Well, I do it, so it's
just
like
they do at all the 12 steps.
Right.
Okay,
should we have a song?
I want it really bad.
You want a song?
Yeah,
yeah.
All right,
I could
you set up so
I
much
could,
shit for this.
I could
my
hear
God.
It in Rick's. Okay,
like oh please, can we please?
Well,
do
let's
something?
Have a song and then talk about the Oscars.
How's the bass mic sound
when we get back?
Bass player Mike.
It sounds great, right? I think it sounds
good.
Sounds
pretty fucking good from here.
Because he screams.
All right, well, while they get set up, I'm going to say this next song is going to be brought to you by our good friends at the Reno Computer Fix. You know what's awesome about Reno Computer Fix? They have great deals. Great deals on used and refurbished computers down there.
Really?
Yes. Right now, they've got a laptop. I forget all the details, but it has a solid state drive, which like works like the lightning and the wind. It's super fast. Solid state is killer. It's this nice little laptop for, I think it was, they have a price tag on it in the shop of like $320. But if you listen to the end of the show today for the secret passcode and go in there with it, you can get it for a low, low discounted price of at least less than $275.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
That was the long version of the Max.
Yeah!
Thank you, Max. We've never heard the long version.
I'm sure Reno Computer Fix appreciates it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was long, Max.
No, they really, the laptop I took into them, they replaced my motherboard, they replaced my hard drive. It's now this, like, sleek thing of beauty. And I couldn't be happier with all the work they do down there.
Yeah. Like,
really
I
good
said,
shit.
Probably 2 weeks ago, I got to take a couple computers in there and consolidate it and get it all on something.
You
or
should.
Utilize.
And you, the listener, go on down. Mention you heard about them here on the show, and they will hook you up. And yeah. Like I said, listen through to the end of the show, and you get the secret passcode for the great discount on this, the deal of this week.
You know, and landfills with electronics and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, recycle your computer shit.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it going.
Recycle your nunchucks.
Absolutely.
Recycle whatever you need to recycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a weed pipe out of your nunchucks. I mean, you know?
That's a novel idea.
What kind of faggot would do that?
There's too many nunchucks in the landfills these days.
All right, so what are you guys going to be playing for us here?
Pinky Polansky.
We're going to do a three-song chunk.
That is so hot.
The first one is called Die Without Speaking to Anyone. And the second one is called Retard Mobile Gets a Wash. And the third one is called C-Sharp.
So how long are your songs?
Pretty
like
short.
10 seconds.
It'll be like four cool. minutes. Rough.
Short songs are awesome.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vampirates.
Sometimes when I'm up in the morning, I go for as long as I can without looking to anyone. Sometimes when I'm up in the morning, I go for as long as I can without speaking to anyone. Sometimes when I'm up in the morning, don't look at anyone. Sometimes when I'm up in the morning, don't look at anyone. Bear on in my business, never up for me alone. Bear on in my business, never up for me alone. Bear on in my business, never up for me alone. Bear on in my business. Sometimes when I'm up in the morning, don't look at anyone. Sometimes when I'm up in the morning, go without anyone.
I guess all the mics are working.
Go ahead, Chris.
Can you turn Dave's up a little bit?
Yeah. What are we doing next?
Retard Mobile.
Sometimes I feel the end of the bed of the night and the end. I don't know, 17. Played by the evil, your society, the sunset chains. Cause when you and me, we fall to the sun, waiting to
consume and fucking eat, sit and watch and never see the thing. Eat, consume and fucking eat, sit and watch and never see the thing.
Yeah, consume and fucking eat, sit and watch and never see the thing. Yeah, consume and fucking eat, sit and watch and never see a thing. Think you're something, you're nothing real. Lost spirits in this beyond. Maybe you really think you're something, you're nothing real. Lost spirits in this beyond, you'll never know. Your eyes, and maybe you'll appreciate what you feel to recognize you're in nothing. Played by the evil, your society, the sunset chains. Clasping you and me, we've run to the sun.
Living.
Do it again, do it again.
Holy fuck.
C sharp.
You guys are rad.
C sharp.
My ass is puckering up.
Isolate that, Rick.
Perfect.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Great.
Fuck, you guys are rad.
Smoking.
Should we America, stop at three? I almost want a fourth.
Get Jesus. Ready for your ears to bleed.
Oh, that was awesome.
We got some more chunks coming on the way.
Okay. Oh, so there's more chunks. They blow a lot of chunks out by the end of the show.
I think my ears are bleeding.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Isn't that the point?
Yep.
Bet you couldn't tell where I fucked up.
No.
I'm like speechless. You know, I'm like, what do I say after that? I don't know, man.
Sounds like Reno.
Fuck. But Reno on fast forward, it's just so much information, but it's like perfect. Oh.
Your drummer can come back in here. Can he hear us? Does he have headphones on?
Yeah, that
I hope so.
Reignites my love of like hardcore. I'm like, that is fucking hardcore.
Hardcore.
Seriously, wow. I think you just made my nipples hard.
Exactly. Jen Scafini knows.
That's what happens.
Musical boner.
Yeah. So,
speaking of boners and gay shit, do you guys watch the Oscars?
Did you get a boner last night, Nick?
Oh, well, you know. I did, but it was like a long way coming, and then,
Did you notice?
I don't know what to do with my boner sometimes.
Did you notice the hot chick that is famous with the slinky dress that was singing the Les Mis song had hair all over her shoulders?
What?
You could barely see, like, little hairs
she was
on her
a little
shoulders
fuzzy.
With the back lit.
And a little furry.
Yes, yes, yes. It was Anne Hathaway. And yeah. I was like, wow, yeah. Look at her shoulders.
That girl's
hair.
Getting uglier and uglier all the time.
I know, a little bit of furry isn't bad.
Did you see her in Batman, though,
on her vagina.
It's kind of cute.
She's hot in Batman.
Yeah, where they film the hair.
There was one movie where she was like a fucking, it was like a crackhead or something. It was pretty hot.
We are mammals, gentlemen, just so you know.
Yeah,
and you're gay. What do you care?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Isn't that more masculine? Don't you like that better?
Rick probably thinks she's getting prettier.
Right. Man, I hope she grows some on her upper lip.
She's got the hairy shoulders and the short haircut. She's beautiful now.
We could shave her shoulders and it would look like somebody murdered a baby duck in my bathroom.
That'd be awesome. Let's just murder a baby duck in your bathroom and skip the fucking middleman.
Then we don't need Anne Hathaway.
Yikes.
Okay. I don't
know. You boys and your...
Dude, Quentin Tarantino got screenplay. That was rad.
That was a good-ass movie, too.
Yeah, Django, saw that?
Yeah, I enjoyed
Quentin
it.
Quentin Tarantino, what?
Missed
Quentin
it.
Tarantino got best screenplay.
I got a new misspoken thing. No cafe. That was Eric Foreman. He accidentally sang that instead of a lyric. It stopped the recording session completely.
And so we
pulled it. He was supposed to say no capacity, and instead he said no capacity. Then he tried to recover and keep going with the song, and everybody failed and stopped.
No.
So that goes with and.
No, get fat. Okay. So
oh, that's funny. That's I guess, but one more time. Eric. One more time.
No, get fat.
Okay.
So everybody, yeah, I immediately had to stop the session, chop it out, and send it to everybody by via email.
Oh my God!
Before we even moved,
that should be a ringtone.
Yeah, no, I think Rhiannon changed it to a ringtone on the spot. So
there you go.
And now you just got to club mix it out.
Yeah. F and A.
That's right,
F
man.
And A.
That's right, my girl.
You saw it, Chewbacca. You watched the Oscars, man.
I watched a little bit.
Chime in a little bit. What happened?
I was Kristen Stewart, the girl for Twilight, looked fucked up. Like she couldn't even walk, and she couldn't talk, and she looked a little. And Renee Zellweger was totally fucking wasted. And that's like what stuck out in my mind.
Okay,
these Hollywood people.
You guys are
up.
Boring the guests.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm boring.
Did any of the guests watch the Oscars? Do vampires watch Oscars?
I didn't watch the Oscars, but I did get to see the Goldfinger lady sing her song.
Yeah,
I thought that was probably the best part, so I was content. I didn't need to see the rest.
But tell them why. Bassy. What's her first name?
Tell them why.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It was a good.
It was awesome.
It was a good performance,
oh,
and she was hot.
Anyway. Actually, at the house,
she was like 80 years old, but she was pretty hot.
Susie Bassy, or what's her name?
I don't know.
I know Bassy's her last name.
Barbara Bassy.
Her name is Goldfinger. Lady.
Yeah, Goldfinger.
That's
lady.
All she did. Goldfinger.
Don Geronimo's stoked, though, right?
I bet, because he fucking loves that.
Yeah,
he did. That's his movie review song, right?
Right.
Oh, right.
We are so
right.
gay for knowing that.
I know.
Faggot.
I didn't know that. I do know that watching the Oscars makes you, like, those people are so weird and creepy, these rich Hollywood people.
Did you see Jack Nicholson is back?
Yeah, he was fucked up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
John Travolta, what a weirdo. These people are just fucked up.
Yeah, imagine how many Scientologists were in that fucking amphitheater.
That's their high holiday. Yeah.
Right.
Like, they say they were drunk, but I think they were on heroin. All of them.
Okay.
Where's the big
heard it here first?
Right. The big breaking news on the Words Little Podcast. Hollywood heroine taking the acting world by storm.
Who knew?
Well, I was just trying to talk about current events, so we can get back to vampires anytime.
Did you know?
I have a current event. It's kind of a downer. I could bury it now or save it for later.
Do it now. Okay. Fuck it. The cat's out of the bag.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Well, as some people may know, last week, Ashton Pike, a bartender around town, was killed.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to rush that. That's fucking lame, dude.
T-boned by a car over right over there, like Holcomb and Chaney. Father of a young 2-year-old daughter. The younger brother, Cam Hogg, a friend of everybody. And, you know, he's people know. And there's going to be a big benefit show out at Rise on Friday night trying to raise money for his family and to help support his daughter since she's going to.
I didn't know that's the downer you meant.
Nah,
I thought it was on a way lighter note.
Do they know?
Right, I'd say that's pretty much an actual downer.
Do they know anything about the driver of the other car?
I know hearsay. Okay. Would you like to know hearsay?
No, we better not.
Yes.
Right?
That's,
why don't we just all be quiet for like 1 second? Okay, we're good.
All right, cool. So check out Rise on Friday night. And if you know Cam or know how to be in touch with the family, please go ahead and make a donation. And, you know, how we do in Reno and take care of our own. So.
Fucking A, dude. That's sad. It's fucked up. And Cam Hogg's a cool chick.
Well, it hits close to home, you know. I mean, I don't have a motorcycle, but I ride a bike. A lot of people ride bikes, and
I don't.
Where I heard it was a left turn, kind of. So the car made a left turn and didn't see him, kind of thing. But
damn,
yeah, it could happen. It really could happen to anybody on a 2-wheeled vehicle. So
yeah, you guys be careful out there.
Yeah, makes you think. But at any rate,
okay, bringing out of that.
Yeah, yeah, Nick, bring us up. Do you have Casey Case? I'm cussing out a dog or something.
Rick?
No.
Casey Case? Oh, wouldn't that be great? I got to come out of a
goddamn
dedication.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
I wish we did.
Yeah.
But thanks for bringing it up, Rory.
My daddy is the best.
Ooh.
You know what I discovered today? If you type in
sometimes
vampires.
When you go to church, you get some bad news, you know?
That sucks.
Yeah.
So what happens when you type in vampires?
If you type in vampires on iPad on your iPhone, it automatically tries to fix it to via pirates. As if I wanted to say by way of pirates. Which I don't know why, like that seems less helpful than vampires, but
that's a new one.
Via the pirates.
Via pirates.
That one's definitely new.
If you you ever get a text from Via Pirates, it's probably Van Pirates.
I was kidnapped via pirates.
Right?
Somalian.
I lost a shoe.
With the pirates.
Overboard.
I have to change the
Sorry.
Subject.
Oh,
so how have your guys, right. How's your week been?
You just,
yeah, anybody. Oh, yeah. What have you been doing?
Plays
football, running races.
Oh, that's
what do you guys do when you're not touring the country, being amazing,
being Reno hardcore rock stars?
Yeah, you just like sit around drunk, or
I deliver pizza.
That's you rad. Are so fucking rad. One of my best friends in the world is pizza.
Yeah, yeah. You're not. Are you work for a corporate place or a local?
Oh yeah, it's yeah.
Okay,
one of the nice spots.
Corporate and local?
No. Well, no. I deliver pizza for a corporate place, okay. And then I work for a local business.
Okay, that's good enough.
You want to plug your local business?
Sure. Yeah, Junkie Clothes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you awesome. Work for Jessica?
Oh, yeah. We love Junkie.
Yeah, Jessica totally.
She's kind of family.
They're totally kind of family. Like, yeah.
Yep,
yeah, my roommate, who's not here, he...
friend of the show.
Yeah.
And his niece is my daughter. So, yes. Yeah.
We ought to get, I think she'd be a good guest on this show.
She get Jessica.
I'm sure she's very busy.
Well, I haven't talked to Jessica in over a year about it. She was very, but yeah, I was like, okay, sure.
You guys give us $100 and I'll be on your show.
Anybody else have a good week? You delivered pizza. He's kind of running the mill. Just get
Chris.
Get
you guys rock me. You suck at the talking part.
Yeah. We need to be drinking more.
What do you do when you're not a vampire in it up? Excuse me.
Are you vampire 24/7?
24/7.
You live it.
Only during band season. This is band season now.
Can you feed your family on vampire celery?
If your family doesn't eat celery. Yeah, if your family doesn't
like
eat
Banicula and some shit.
Banicula! Oh my god, that's awesome. Okay, I forgot about Banicula. Okay, now I'm back. Via pirates. I'm sorry. If your family doesn't eat, you can feed them.
Yeah, on vampire salary. If you have a family that doesn't eat, then we could feed the hell out of them.
Or if they only eat celery, we could probably we could swing that, I think.
Maybe. We'll have to look into it.
How long have you guys been growing celery?
Well, you get a bulk discount when you buy it by the bushel.
Well, what do you do, Pat, for day job?
I'm kind of all over the board. I don't even really live in Reno that much.
Can't legally say.
I work with I work with Troy occasionally. I'm a junkie, and I work at a farm in California doing carpentry and harvesting grapes and things.
Just like Jesus.
I work for Burning Man.
Right.
And then I play in a band, and that's like the whole year.
I think Jesus worked at Junkie too.
I don't think he was.
And it's a good way to do it. Yeah, fucking.
I just saw Jesus at Burning Man, for sure.
Is that like you, Chris Fox? Do you do that too?
I sling used baby clothing.
Oh yeah.
All around that. Too. Yeah.
You go there, right, Rory?
Where?
No, Josh.
I did. Yeah, I actually saw him.
What?
Recycled babies.
Chris, yesterday.
There's a place called Recycled Babies.
I can never find any new ones. I've tried to trade mine in for a newer model, and I can't find them.
Play it again, kids. Is that it?
Yeah. Has anybody ever tried to sell you a kid?
Dude, that joke happens all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Does it actually happen, or just people making jokes?
We have never bought a kid. However, you should at least.
Okay, you never bought a kid. That doesn't mean that one wasn't offered for sale.
Store credit.
I'm glad we got the official statement.
On the front of the store, it says, like, we buy and sell kids stuff. And somebody thought it'd be funny to get rid of stuff, so it just says we buy and sell kids.
You should say the name of the store, though.
He doesn't know if they want to be associated with this.
Oh, yeah, it's not local business. Yeah. It's not local.
No, it's a giant, huge corporation.
You go out and...
It's a corporation?
It's Walmart. It's Walmart.
Yeah. It's not Walmart.
The used section of Walmart.
Chinese babies.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Used Chinese babies.
It rhymes
babies.
With baby rape.
It's Federated Incorporated Industries Limited, I believe. Right?
We only sell lead-based clothes.
lead-based babies.
China.
Oh, man. No, that whole lead thing's a myth, too. Like it's not bad for you at
all.
Oh,
it's
all natural.
Bullshit.
And it's tasty. It is so sweet. Yeah. It's like sugar.
And I play in like fucking 20 bands.
Yeah.
Too, with this asshole.
Only 20?
Well, yeah.
What are your current bands? Just throw it out there.
I play in Vampirates, Sucker Punch, 12 Gauge Facelift, and voted best band.
That's like 23.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
I want to get technical.
You do math good.
Thank you.
I'm also in all of those bands except for a 12 Gauge Facelift.
That's right.
Cool.
Chris, how many bands are you in currently?
This band and 12 Gauge Facelift.
Patrick.
Just one.
You're in voted best band too. Dude.
Oh, voted best band. Yeah, that's a band. Two. Yeah,
okay. We have two bass players.
Isn't that a Burning Man jam thing?
Yeah,
it's a punk rock karaoke
essentially.
It's had many phases. It was a child, and it's blossomed into
an unruly teenager.
Were you guys super excited when you were actually voted best band?
Year after year.
That's pretty
yeah.
prestigious.
Yeah.
Of what, by the way?
But, you know, we don't have to ask those questions.
All time.
You know, we took a vote amongst ourselves about which bands we liked that we were in, and, yeah.
We like this one, yeah.
This is the best voted. I like your camp at Burning Man as well.
Yeah, you have the best camp.
You guys still get the skateboard ramp and shit?
With the half pipe.
Yeah. And that was really the catalyst for us to start voted best band. We had all our friends out doing our camp, and a lot of them aren't musicians, but they would want to come jam with us. So why not play the punk rock songs that we grew up listening to and let our friends come up and sing? Or just
fucking A.
Whoever.
Yeah, that's a great camp. We stayed right next door to you guys one time, and it was 24 hours a day fucking craziness.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, me. I can sleep through anything.
I usually go to Burning Man and relax.
I'd get up at 6 in the morning, quiet time. 6 in the morning to take a piss, and there'd be fucking people over there totally rocking out at 6 a.m.
The alarm clock.
Yeah.
Did
the
you
sun's
hear the
coming
clock?
Up. Like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
I think that was before the alarm clock. I think that was in the trumpet days.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That internal alarm morning clock trumpet. That says you have to get up and piss out those 30 beers you had last night.
Yeah.
Before you pee the van or whatever the fuck you're in.
Right? The teepee. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah, nobody likes when you pee in the teepee next to them.
No.
No.
So you blame them, and then it switches the table on them, though.
Yeah, it flipped the script.
Yeah.
And not that you can really have personal campfires at Burning Man, but you also don't ever put fires out with the pee.
Why not?
Oh, okay, do it. I hope you enjoy your next camping trip. Tell Christine and I said
how
hi.
How bad could it be?
It's all natural.
All right, more music.
More music.
Okay.
Right.
We're up against it.
And then we're going to come back, and you guys will have to face the quiz.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Peace.
Oh, I will.
Sweet. More
I
live action photos.
To go to the bathroom really
we're
quickly.
Filming a movie.
You guys are making
right
a
now?
Movie?
Well, you know, tour updates and shit.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, are we going to try you guys calling us again?
Fuck yeah, we're going to do that.
Loved
yeah.
that.
That was a cool segment.
Now, my only big note from last year is be funnier.
Oh, well,
they were awesome. Are you kidding me? They were funnier than most of the comics to call them. They're fucking paid
yeah,
to be funny.
You got that.
Yeah, it's still my note to everybody. Rick, my note to you.
Be funnier.
I look that. I say that to myself
also,
in the mirror every morning.
Don't talk about the intro from now on.
Ever.
No café de la bête.
Don't. And don't talk about the pre-show meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Happens it, yeah.
Or the post-show meeting.
Yeah.
Spunk.
Okay. We said not to
I'm
talk
sorry,
about it.
I didn't
it.
Say a thing. That was the stoner guy.
Uh-huh. Because you've not... well, you're not. Damn. You dodged that epithet. I hate it that you're sober now, Rick.
I know.
You used to be so much...
You're used to it. It's been like 6 years.
We wouldn't have a studio.
No, I was going to say
sober.
You used to be so much fun, but no,
used
that
so
was...
much fun when I wasn't in jail.
No, I think I really prefer not getting spit in the face anymore. Yeah.
It's only happened in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's supposed to stay
yeah,
in Vegas.
I dated somebody recently and didn't fucking break my hand in two places punching him in the head. So
that's good.
My life is great.
Karate
right?
chop to the throat, huh?
Got to go for the soft spots.
Exactly. Hit them where it hurts them more.
Nothing doesn't leave scars like a bag of Valencia oranges.
Yep.
Bing.
Okay, we're not ready. I can't see what's happening. Battery
pack. We're ready?
You good in there, Chris?
The video is not going to go.
Chris, hit your drums if you're ready. Yeah, all right.
All right. Four more songs for everyone.
Four song chunk.
It says you need to change the battery.
Oh, really?
What kind of battery?
We'll do it for the next break. I got
okay.
one.
What kind of battery? Oh, you got one. Okay.
It's not that important, you know.
Yeah. It's just a battery.
Smooth, professional radio. All right. Worst little podcast.
Are we good?
I hope so.
Mr. Pat Mayfield.
Can't you see it killing me? Fall down the society without calling my only friend.
Darkwaters. This one's for Tony.
Tony.
Way too long you've been our friend is all locked up in the new cages. We're talking about pimps last night. Won't call me safe. It's no different than you.
He's owned by two of his friends he need with a damn conservative right now.
Don't let him out. It's just that way I like this jokes. Don't stop in my thoughts. Rehabilitate my ass. The systems are best and fail. Can't listen back and watch the show. Now down to the sun to come. They take us all away and then they will all be locked up in up.
Perfect.
Woo! Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Damn.
Woo!
Smoking.
The third first time song was epic a for you.
We did it.
Yeah. We did that via Pirates.
Via pirates.
It's dope.
But not just any old pirates.
Vampirates.
Okay. Not the Australians.
I don't think they think what you think they suck, Rick.
Right.
Yeah. So is everybody getting resettled back in their seats? We all having a good time so far?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody need any more beers?
Always.
Always. You got one. Get it yourself.
All right. We have an intern again.
We do?
Yeah, let's say hello to the intern.
Please come in and open the beer for the band.
Bryce?
Bryce.
Like Bryce, Bryce?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just like it sounds. Like
Bryce? With a B?
Like, yes, with a B. And a Y.
All right.
There's also an R-C-E in there somewhere.
Does anyone need a beverage? We have Bryce to deliver.
Yes. You know, it's kind of fucking hard to play when you can't see the drummer. Just gonna say that.
Yeah,
it's kind of a trip. Yeah.
You gotta know your shit.
All we need is a fucking video camera.
All the non-vampire bands don't monitor. Have a problem with it.
Nobody else complains.
Yeah, but we don't fucking practice. You know,
like a closed circuit thing in here, Rick.
And actually, we know what we need to do is just cut out windows into both of the walls.
This fucking wall out. What are we even using this wall for?
Yeah, I know.
Soundproof.
It's hard
plexiglass.
When you have a studio and you rent.
Yeah, what?
If only I know.
Hey, we've all got our problems, Rick.
Well, whenever you move out, we'll just put it all back up.
Right.
Well, that's a good crossover for me. I was going to talk about being over at Mirage Studios.
Oh, yeah. Where they have a window.
Where they have windows.
They don't rent.
Taking classes, and that guy, you know, Tom Gordon's favorite.
That one guy?
Favorite garage producer or whatever is Rick.
He loves
Rick.
Dude, like, does it like come up at the class?
Yeah, oh, totally.
No shit.
He wants you to take his class, you know what I mean?
I would love to, but see the problem.
I told him,
it
was like, oh,
hey, you're too busy recording.
Dogwater Dick stuff, and he's all, no, you're not, because I want Rick to take my class, dude.
I would and I would love to do that, but the time issue is a big deal. And then when I was talking to him, I was talking to him about that, and I was like, dude, I could buy another RE20 for the price of that class. You know,
yeah,
and that's part of my
problem
too.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're teaching yourself, man. You know what you're doing
decently, but it's always good. You know what it's good for is the networking and meeting
Rick,
people who are thinking. And I can
kick
that class's ass.
Record learning to be a music engineer in his own house is a lot like me learning how to play guitar by myself.
Yeah, that's a good parallel.
Huh. And how does Rick feel about that?
I'm just trying really hard not to
say
something.
My brain's
mean.
Just kind of I'm just kind of wool gathering here, just putting pieces together. A little 2+2 going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So like in 5 years you'll be a little farther.
Maybe.
Somebody will want me to take their class.
But you're 5 years in, we might want you to take a class or two.
Or maybe you'll be up to Dogwater Dick standards, man. I mean,
maybe.
How many albums have you produced?
Oh, Jesus, I don't even know. Like probably in the neighborhood of 60. Like full lengths.
When you do 100 albums, we should have a big ass party.
Can you fucking believe that, though, that all that shit has tramped, dude? Just January and February, I've done like 9 projects with 9 different.
Well, you
bands.
Really should disinfect these microphones.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah.
You know how much bullshit has gone through this, and now we've got vampire all over it.
I don't know.
Ew.
Let's see what time is that. Yeah, let's hit me with some music here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the quiz. And I have I have no questions this week. I left them at home, so we're going to go from memory on all the questions here. For those of you who haven't played before, this is the worst little quiz in the world. And I'm going to ask you guys some very randomized questions and score you rather subjectively, just as pretty much as I see fit. You've seen shows like this before. Some of them probably funnier than this one, but none of them have you been on. Any rate, so... For my very first question here, Chris, what is my first? Okay, we'll just start with the big guns. You're going down on a girl. You find a piece of bacon, warm and crispy. Do you eat it?
Fucking A. I mean, it's bacon.
Word. Some people are excited about the vagina, and some people are excited about the bacon.
Well, vagina's always there. Bacon's like something.
Bacon's
special.
Really special.
That's right.
True.
It goes away after you eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Vagina, you can just eat over and over again.
The vagina isn't attached to something that talks.
It doesn't turn into shit either.
No, you're right.
Oh, that's true. Well.
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 Some do.
You ever seen an old dog chew toy? Anyway.
What the?
You're going down on a girl. You find bacon.
Oh, same question.
Yeah, same question.
Oh, I'd eat it. I mean, I think it'd probably be on similar palates. You know, I mean, the flavor combination of a vagina.
Depends
and
on
a,
the girl.
And a piece of pig. Yeah. It could work.
Okay.
Go ahead and get up on the mic, Pat.
Yeah. When answering questions.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice.
Now it doesn't sound like you're at the 10-4. End of a hallway.
Chris.
Same question.
Yeah, we didn't plug in all this bullshit so we could not hear you.
Chris the drummer.
I'll give it to Pat. Pat can eat it for me.
Yeah.
That's a tight band. I will share my vagina bacon with you.
Yeah, the pussy or the bacon.
Pat is our most adventurous eater, so.
Okay.
Well,
Mr.
Well,
Dave there?
My girlfriend's a vegan, so that would be really strange to find that a piece of bacon.
But so what but if
what
you
if
did?
Was, oh no, what I would do?
What
I'd,
soy
definitely,
bacon?
I would probably like hold it in my hand until you know business was over. And be like,
hide it.
You know, have your bacon for afterwards.
Yeah, well, she's not going to kiss you with bacon in
dessert. It's a treat.
It's for a job well done.
That's right.
It's a Scooby snack. Trapped on a desert island, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
You asked this last time.
I love this question.
I can't remember what I said. So
a new answer?
Rick, would you?
You have to stay consistent.
I'll always change.
I'll get right on that.
Rick, get right to the tape.
I don't know. Let's fucking kill everyone. I'm hungry.
All of them. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, why not?
I'd go with the lover myself because it just seems a little more appetizing.
Somebody you're already attracted to.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you eat with your eyes first.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Chris. I go with brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any good reason?
Because I can't kill my mother. I can't fuck my brother.
Nice.
Nothing funny. About not fucking mom there, though. Dave.
Yeah. My brother's put on a few pounds. I probably eat my brother.
Marble.
Yeah. Yeah. He lives in Texas. He probably tastes like barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Texas. Always taking the the amount of meat is always a good way to go on that question. I find that people do because I would never
Survival
answer that
mindset.
Question. It's retarded.
So we'll jump around to when and where did you lose your virginity, friend?
Fucking.
In the vagina.
In the vagina. Yes, in the vagina.
You know, that time that I was fucking.
That one day that you did?
Yeah.
All right, that's negative 5 points.
He hasn't lost it
Pat?
Yet.
I know, I can't make up a good enough answer.
It was in...
How old were you?
18.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Portland, and it's not a very exciting story, but that's the answer to the question.
All right.
Same as Pat, but in Florida.
In fact, it was Pat.
Portland,
Dave,
Florida.
Anything cool? Farmhouse, dirt road, on a church steeple.
Hey, Dave, rock our world.
Not for the virginity loss. No, that was pretty boring. You know, yeah.
Well,
give us a fun story, Dave.
Make something up next time.
Play by play. Next question.
Yeah, name the celebrity of the same gender you would most want to have to make out with.
Same gender. Let's go with...
It's a man, baby. I hope.
Yeah, we don't know.
Fucking... I don't know. Why you gotta put me on the spot every time?
Because you're answering... I'm interviewing you on a goddamn fake radio show.
Oh, right.
Why don't you give Chris a minute and go the other way?
We'll go the other
right
way.
Next time.
Start with Dave.
Walter Matthau.
Nice.
Oh,
Buttermaker.
Wow, that's a picture. Damn.
Dave?
That's
same question.
Yeah, that was my answer. Oh. Was Walter Matthau. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I thought you said wash your mouth out. I'm really confused. All right, Walter Matthau. Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I'm straight. I'm not making that with you.
That's fair.
Yeah.
0 points, but fair.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
The original action hero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It speaks for itself. I mean, I don't really need to explain these things.
Like 80s Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I was going to say as he is today.
David Addison?
I know. Aging fairly well.
Yeah, actually.
As far as it goes.
As far as it goes. Right, yeah.
I guess Frank Zappa. He's probably been
nice.
Adventurous, you know?
Good again, answer. As he is
yeah.
today.
I bet he'd go for it, too.
Yeah.
You'd have that
and probably
weird
no strings.
Imprint.
It wouldn't be weird in the morning. He might make you breakfast and introduce you to the kids, but... oh God! I hate not having the questions on me.
Oh, what's your favorite porn search keywords?
Oh yeah, your favorite porn keywords.
Porn keywords.
Yeah, when looking at porn, what's your favorite keyword or category?
I usually just put in my own name.
You're looking for other guys named Dave?
Specifically Dave Massoud. I found one other one. He's also a white guy with a Middle Eastern last name.
Pretty hot.
Yeah. But, yeah, he doesn't show too much skin. So not for me, though.
Chris?
Maybe, like, midgets with paper bags over their heads.
No.
You do not search really for that. You could probably find it.
Oh, I guarantee.
That was a good answer,
I've heard you can.
That was, he knows how to play because that was a good answer.
Right.
African swallow.
African swallow. There you go. I think I know what you're looking for. Coconuts. Coconuts and birds.
Birds,
yeah.
Right.
Via vampire.
Via vampire. Right. Yeah, personally, myself, a good one to look for, SpaghettiOs and Carmen Sandiego.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nick's looking at me with this grossed out look on his face.
Oh, man.
In all... wait, no, I already said that. Damn.
In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Nice.
Louis Anderson. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Did you see that last time, too?
I approve of
that.
Yeah,
he did, yeah.
He may have, but that's still a good answer.
I still hate that guy.
Hates Louis Anderson.
Consistency, man.
Either him or... who's that other asshole? Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
He's looking like shit.
Everybody loves that guy. I hate that guy.
Speaking of the Oscars last night, the very first thing he said is, now it's time to try to make Tommy Lee Jones laugh. And he laughed at that joke.
You spit his teeth out?
He didn't spit his teeth out, nose. Though. No.
Then anyway, acted tough.
Chris?
Yeah, I watch TV. I'm
all,
cool.
All of history, who do you start a fist fight with?
Emmanuel Lewis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because he's the Antichrist. Yeah.
That'd just be fun.
Kick him right in the face.
That was inappropriate.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Before or after.
Drink fight. Drink fuck fight. Fucking A.
Fucking Ben Affleck. I just fucking hate that guy.
Ben Affleck.
I just hate that fucker.
A lot of people do.
It's kind before of or after he got the Academy Award
last
night.
It's the smug. No, did he get one last night?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, they got Best Picture.
Best Picture, yeah. Motherfucker.
For what?
All right, current events.
Nothing.
We'll look back
Argo.
At this as a little time capsule.
Remember when we didn't care about the Oscars? your last day on Earth, your last meal. What are you having to eat?
Last day on Earth, last meal. Either I'm... Are taco trucks still around?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, whatever you want.
Whatever you want is available.
Oh, man.
It's like Star Trek replicators, whatever you want.
That's a really unfair question to ask a fat guy.
You're not a fat guy.
Oh, yeah.
I know fat people, and they don't look like you.
Yeah, probably either Pakistani food or a taco truck or Pakistani food via taco truck.
Pakistani food truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yep. Someone needs to start that in Reno.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get on that, Dave.
All right.
Chris?
Pussy.
Good one. Always an acceptable
bacon
answer.
With bacon.
With bacon.
The packets eat.
Maybe little Velveeta.
You guys stole my answer.
Nacho cheese.
It's a pretty rough question. I mean, tacos are my official favorite food. Dave kind of stole it. So I tried to think of a good one before it came around.
But what is the last flavor you want on your lips?
Sexually.
Tacos.
Tacos.
Yep.
Toss salad.
Well, I was going to say the
Nick, you're not in this one.
Oh, sorry. So essentially you guys are going with vaginas and tacos, which are much the same.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, those are good answers.
Probably get on the road, too. It's like every taco stand in America, you guys go hit it up, right?
Oh, yeah.
The best are in San Diego. They have
makes sense.
Delicious habanero sauce.
Do you like fish tacos?
Yeah.
I mean, not to be fucking...
My name is
redundant.
Do you like vagina and bacon tacos?
Ceviche.
I am Jennifer Lopez. Do you like my fish taco?
Gourmet.
Taco flavored kisses.
Try my taco Ben. Kisses. Oh, Ben Affleck. Speaking you can fight him.
Oh, crap. I lost the list of rapid fires. Did I give that to you?
Yeah, Rory.
We know him.
Yeah, all right. Hit him with the rapid fires. Go.
Oh, Elvis or Beatles?
Fucking Elvis, I guess. I don't know.
Beatles.
Beatles?
Elvis.
All right. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Sex Pistols? I don't know.
Sex Pistols.
Rancid.
All right. Nice, nice. Dance to see. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
Benatar!
Neither one.
Joan Jett.
Donkeys or walruses?
It's a tough choice, man. I guess walruses.
Yeah, I mean, totally walruses.
Oh, donkeys for sure, yeah.
Even.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Even split.
Neither. I prefer neither.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Carl Sagan. I don't know.
Mountain Dew
Carl
or meth?
Sagan. Nice. We never had that. That's a good answer. Good.
Mountain Dew or meth?
Meth, fucking, yeah.
Do.
How do I want to harm somebody? What's the question?
Mountain Dew or meth?
That I want to ingest?
Yes.
Oh, meth, definitely.
Even
Coldplay or herpes?
Herpes.
Herpes?
Herpes.
Definitely herpes across the board.
Herpes nice. All around.
Dude, I think that's the first time we had a clean sweep. Like, you all got it right.
AIDS or cancer?
What was it?
AIDS, AIDS or cancer?
I'm going AIDS.
AIDS, yeah. I mean, it's easy.
Cancer now.
Rick, unless what's the next logical question?
80s
AIDS. AIDS of the anus?
No, 80s.
Oh, AIDS in the 80s.
80s AIDS, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's way you worse. Know how you get that shit. Fucking.
And toilet seats.
Yep.
Fucking monkeys.
Blind or deaf?
Blind, for sure.
Blind, yeah.
It's kind of a dumb question to ask musicians.
Yeah. It's definitely blind, yeah.
Blind.
Gay or ginger?
It's a logical question to ask musicians.
Regarding what?
Gay or ginger?
Question.
Oh, I want to say.
All right, say it, Rick.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Well, probably gay. Because
at least you have a soul if you're gay.
They're widely accepted nowadays.
Whereas redheads are not.
And they never will be.
My son's a ginger.
There's no movement for their gingers.
Have you checked?
Yes.
I'd rock the ginger. I mean, why not? I mean, you know.
Civil rights for ginger.
Better than sucking guys' dicks.
Yeah, better than sucking dick.
What are you going to do?
I'll go ginger.
Yeah, Chris will go with the ginger.
Yeah, of course, yeah, ginger. I mean, ginger lesbian would be ideal.
Right?
There you go. Now, see?
Dave bringing in the good
combo.
Answers here.
I saw a movie about that one
time.
I'm
going to do a combo. Well, we're not to the ultimate penultimate question,
right.
But let's go Ozzy or Dio?
Dio.
Ozzy.
Freddie Mercury or David Bowie?
Freddie Mercury.
Bowie.
Bowie.
You've been listening to Bowie lately.
Yeah, been listening to Bowie.
All right.
Has one answerer always avoided gay?
Let's go super. Yes. We're going to go super gay. Madonna or Gaga?
I like Madonna's tits.
Ooh. God.
As they are now or in the 80s?
No, with the cones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
90s.
It's creative. But remember,
man.
Gaga in Vegas on the screen?
Oh, that's true. We
with,
did
the,
have a,
with the butt squeeze release?
We did have a nice butt squeeze release moment.
So we got a...
Yeah, we did.
We had a Madonna.
I changed my answer, Gaga. Actually. I'm changing my answer. I'm going to go with Gaga.
Gaga, right. Gaga.
After the butt Madonna. Squeeze release.
Madonna?
Yeah, Madonna.
The correct answer is Katy Perry.
Mm. Yeah, Katy Perry's fucking 10 times better than you, those Italians.
Nah, I'm just being fucking... That girl's way too young for me, so that's fucked up.
Who, Madonna?
But she does
She's
have
like
rad...
Years old.
Her boobs, though, could be in the boob question, because Madonna, Gaga, and her do machine gun boobs and... whipped cream boobs and fucking ice cream cone boobs.
says the gay guy in the back room.
It was not me.
Oh, is that
yeah,
you,
let's
Rory?
Let's go back to talking no, about that, John. No, I, that was not me. No, it was Riku is what I meant.
Oh, Riku. Well, yeah. All right, ultimate
Riku
question.
Should not be in this conversation at all.
Ultimate question now. Let's just get it over with.
Mm. Let you do if it. You had to live in a universe with either the Beatles or Star Wars.
But not the other.
Beatles, which, for sure.
Beatles.
Oh, yeah, Beatles.
Beatles.
That was a tough choice.
Yeah, definitely Beatles.
Yeah.
Definitely Beatles.
I think we knew that answer before we started because they didn't care for the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. To begin with.
Who cares
they're,
about sci-fi?
They're
like
not nerds.
Battlestar Galactica, dumb shit.
Yeah, sci-fi.
We actually like Twilight.
It was really.
They actually like Twilight because they're vampires. Yeah. Dipshit.
Twilight Zone. That is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. No.
I like it.
Throw that one out.
That was actually a really horrible quiz. Coming in at the bottom of the ladder with 110 points, we've got Chris the drummer. But don't laugh too
hard. I thought
hard.
He was good, dude. I was going to give it to him.
He lost. He lost some points a couple of times.
He had a good couple rounds.
He did. He did have
in a row
highest point score out of anybody on a single answer. So, but don't laugh too hard, Chris, because you follow him right behind with 152 points. Dave here also lost some points with his 164, which makes Pat the only one who didn't actually lose points during the quiz, the big winner with 180. Congratulations.
High race, you guys. You guys are like in sync with each other right there.
Good thing.
I feel pretty good now. I didn't think any of my answers were funny, though. But
you think that this quiz is going to start fights while you guys are on the road together?
Probably.
What you guys got to do, okay, because you guys were cool and called us on the road last year.
We should do it again.
Season two, like you guys called us, right? Yeah. While you were on tour. You call
they were
us
way
this,
funnier on the phone, don't you
call
think?
Us this time. And
but hey, by the way, what is this that I got here sitting on my table?
Oh. That!
I got
Evan. Oh, Evan shit. The amazing.
Igor,
Evan.
Igor and the Red Elvises, or Igor and
playing
the Red.
With?
Oh, yeah, they're badass. Dude.
Playing with this little band called Aversion
Therapy.
Therapy.
The writers of our theme song and everything, who we absolutely love. Evan, who is amazing, stopped by and brought a fucking case of beer that was in the fridge. I told some of you that there was beer in there. And those tickets for us to give away in whatever manner we see fit.
Nice.
Hey, thanks, man.
What day of the week is that? I might go and keep it for myself.
Right?
Yeah. Or we might have a big giveaway later
on. I want one.
Yeah, all right.
And Evan's looking really good.
Well, I want two.
He's in like a short hair
phase.
Because
I have a wife.
Okay, you're going to have two because you're...
Okay, so we're not giving them away. We're just keeping them.
Yeah, I think we're going to...
Well, then forget I said anything.
Big news, folks.
Nick's going to Igor. I'm taking a date. Yeah, no, but Igor and the Red Elvis is with Aversion Therapy at Cargo on March 13th at 8 p.m.
I thought that place closed, man. What's up with the...
I don't know what's going on.
That casino. Anybody know?
No idea.
You got to pay more attention, Nick.
Dude, I go by there. It's fucking closed and locked up. I'm like, what
no,
the
they're
fuck?
Doing, they're remodeling.
Well, no, they also, okay. And that with all the downstairs restaurants, they had restricted winter hours and the climbing walls. And no, so it is kind of like dead, but it ain't closed.
Oh, good, man. I know. It was kind of sad.
They're
that made me kind of sad.
I know Cargo needed to renegotiate a lease. There's this, that, and the other thing happening. I don't know the details, but.
Well, they're having a show.
They're having a show.
Aversion Therapy with Igor and the Red Elvises, who are very good, very fun. Did you see him in the park?
So I'm going to say Aversion Therapy is sponsoring this next song.
And this
so another band is sponsoring your next song.
More Via Pirates.
More Via Pirates.
All right. Check the pinky link.
Yes, we like the pinky link. It's stinky. But that's a different band.
Hey, do you guys know that fucking Felix is in a movie that was in Sundance and got awards and got distributing this year.
And is not Nowhere Nevada?
This is Martin Bonner.
Really?
Well, it has five people from Nowhere Nevada in it.
Oh, cool.
As well. They got fucking
Felix's IMDb page is really growing.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to fucking blow up his IMDb, dude.
Felix Polanski.
Felix likes to drink.
He likes to act, apparently.
International
as well.
Thespian.
Pretty cool.
Don't get too excited. I just said thespian.
Awesome Rocky Horror Pinky Show.
Oh, yep.
Best ever.
I still want to do that again.
Best night of my life. Cool. Oh, that was so fun. That was
ever?
So awesome. Yeah, really. Really.
It was
better than
rad.
Like great sex. It just went on for 6 hours. I
it was kind of, that, at the end was kind of a pain in my ass. Walking around downtown Reno wearing nothing but gold lamé booty shorts and a feather boa, though,
that sounds
was
awful.
Awesome in October. That was a highlight.
Doesn't sound like fun in any month.
And I didn't even get laid at the end. But lots of people saw me.
In your Tease. Underwear. Your golden underwear.
So what are we going to hear next?
This time we are going to play the first song off our new album.
Yeah!
It's called Farts and Feet. It's about our van. And then following that, we're going to play the timeless classic Cocksmoker.
Yes.
And
that's
then,
for you, Rick.
I was going to say, does that go out to me?
Yeah. Special dedication to Rick Spagnola.
We just got to let Dave urinate for a minute.
Oh,
Dave's peeing. Right. I should have put a mic in there.
Oh, he has returned.
Vampirates on WLP.
What?
Vocal stuff that you did on album.
Band practice.
Mumble.
Yep.
Grumble.
You sing this song, Dave.
Okay.
Get ready, America.
Sing the parts I fuck up.
All right. You got it. We'll just fix it in post.
Okay.
Yep. Word.
Chris, are you ready? Okay.
It's a spell of success, the spell of excess, the crippling of a woman, from a night that is hung over. It's 10 hours ahead, another 24 behind. I'll reframe again, I'm in pain, the sin will make you blind. It's call and response, it's bad from a nurse on lots. It's toxic, anti-poxic, and it's a big pill of their side. The flowers wilted die when we pass the gas station. There's a warning sign with a picture of our van. Demons are escaping from into my butthole. Turn the windows down to roll. God damn down. So we smell of lean, ready for business. It's the spell of success, the spell of excess, the crippling aroma of a nothingness. Ready for business, my exorcism.
Perfect.
Woo!
Fucking
yeah.
Cocksmoker, everyone.
Let's pick up the entertainment truck. Drunk girls that wanna fuck up. In a time of witness book. Business as a junkie chump. Miles of cars up your commit. Let the shame in the end. Let a bill of cost. What a desperation is slaughtered.
The fuck on
hot coals.
The fuck on hot spells. The fuck on.
It's just a night of smoker. Swallow blood. Track them down, never end in the better town. Tell them to me, pay the bill. Tell me you're wishing to count them down. Let them in now, in my shit. In the gun, send more to fight your war. Blessing sources, dead, dead.
God, 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 God,
God,
God, God, God, God, God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God,
Cocksmoker, cocksmoker,
it's just another cocksmoker.
Thank you, thank you. I'm here all week.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah!
Some songs.
Okay.
So, what's going on?
That's it, only
Nick's,
two?
Okay. Nick's rubbing a camera around. I'm scared.
You all right,
I like
Nick?
This.
I'm having a great time, dude. This is awesome.
That burp tasted like vomit.
So, hey, Rick. Yeah, Rick, who are you recording this weekend?
Oh, fuck, I don't even know. Oh, you know what I'm going up against? Holy shit, dude. Wait, let me double check.
Oh, he's always excited about something boring.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm doing Los Pistoleros next month.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they booked the whole month, so it's like a huge
Damn.
Los Pistoleros.
Like a quadruple album?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they want to, like really slowly. Last time we did this great, like, live feel, and it was awesome, and they wanted to, like, slowly, meticulously track everything this time.
Well, right, and there's, because they're, at least for the moment, a three-piece, and they're going to be doing those songs while somebody's indisposed and maybe in jail.
People in that band are always indisposed, something. Aren't they?
I better call them because I haven't checked since we scheduled this.
Oh, yeah.
When we scheduled this, somebody wasn't in jail.
No, I was talking.
Is somebody really in jail?
Yeah, I was talking
I
was talking to Andy and Julio about it. Yeah.
Fuck.
But they're doing a three-piece thing, it's all good.
When I did their first album, I thought, this is so amazing. And they're like, we're so glad that we were able to get in. I'm like, yeah, we better before one of you dies of an overdose. Like, something horrible happens because you guys live on the edge.
Allegedly.
I don't actually know what their private lives are like at all. But they were. It was so fucking rad, and I couldn't wait for them to come back, and now it might not happen. I better call them. Okay. So
It will happen.
To bring them down, right?
They are recording. They've been playing shows. They're doing a three-piece thing for the moment.
Fuck.
And they've written some new songs as a three-piece, so it's all good.
Yeah, I can guess who's right. Okay.
Yes, you can.
Of course I can. That sucks. Okay. Why do things have to be illegal?
Chewy, what are you doing to your weekend back here in town?
Well, I'm going to go on Saturday. UNLV is coming to town, and Nevada's basketball season is wrapping up.
Yes,
and,
it is.
The arch rivals coming to town. Saturday afternoon game, that's what I'm doing. Lawler Event Center.
I miss bringing up sports.
Well, you might see me there, but not in a fan viewing capacity. Maybe in a ushering capacity.
Ushering,
yes.
Okay.
I need to get a pair of black pants, but I'm working on that. Yeah.
I could probably help you out if you give me the money first. I could probably run and get you some right now, but you got to give me the money first.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
All right,
Nick.
Oh man, this Friday tomorrow for you listeners. In the recent future for me. The last...
Nick's drunk.
I'll fade in.
Nick is drunk.
It's the last First Friday
right
with Eric Foreman.
Yes, it is.
The Foxy Olive.
Yeah.
It's going to be like an all-star First Friday.
Shit, I think I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah, you're even there. Like 20 people are playing with Eric.
Yeah.
Like everybody's playing a song or two or whatever all night at the Foxy Olive. On Eric's guitar and Saturday. Let me see what I got here.
Well, before you get to Saturday, also I want to throw out the little benefit for Ashton Pike over at Rise.
Out and about, do that for Cam Hogg.
Yeah, if you're out and about late night, you know, and you're into the club scene, or at least the chicks who are in the club scene, and you go to those such places,
make sure you don't wear tennis shoes.
Stop by and donate a little bit of money. Oh, they don't care.
Man.
Stop by and donate a little bit of money.
Pay respects.
Yeah.
A really awesome dude.
And, you know, he's leaving behind a 2-year-old daughter who needs our help. Like, I can only imagine. Shit.
Sometimes in life that happens and it's fucked up.
But then Saturday.
I hate it. And then Saturday you can go to Candy Shop. CD release party at
JoJo's. And it's
Cheyenne's birthday.
What's her name's it's birthday?
Riku's mom's birthday.
What's her name?
Yeah.
How's her divorce
or
card?
Caramello, we call her in the band.
Yeah, the divorce is all right. Yeah.
You know we named that band after you, Roy.
I know you did.
Right. Because at those old Zephyr days when they would do a poetry as a couple, they were Candy and the Felon. And so
I'm Candy.
And he was Candy. And she was the Felon. And the Felon asked if I would be in a band with her. And I said, only if we can name it Candy Shop. Because it was Roy's house. Man. You know?
So, yeah. My fingerprints are all over that.
We have a radical CD that we produce with Rick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's coming out. Official release this
Glitter
month.
Box.
Although the pre-release has been out for like a couple months. Yeah. But.
It's got a picture of a cat with a mustache.
We sold all the $20 ones. Now we're down to the tens, and it's official release of the.
And the litter box is full of glitter.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Word.
Yep.
Wait, that picture. Caramello. The cat doesn't actually have a mustache. I just drew one on it.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Josh is a dick.
They.
I wish he'd go
they
away.
They bedazzled it, is what they did.
Hey, Josh, when does your job start up again?
I won't be here next week. That's all I got. Or the week after that.
You won't?
No.
Really?
This is the only week we got you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
God well, damn. Enjoy it, listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, the it wasn't as good as it usually is.
Of Josh,
and I would ask you guys what you're going to be doing, but you're going to be driving or yeah. playing a show or lots both.
Mostly driving
on Saturday, Friday.
We get you to call in once in a while and tell us roads from America tales and
yeah, call us on yeah, Mondays.
The Charles Carralt of punk rock.
Right.
Nice. Charles Carralt of punk rock.
Fuck yeah.
That's how you guys want to go down in history. I know.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't, honestly?
I remember last year you guys talked about that couple and one of the dudes. What was it about that couple in Florida? Was it always? It's always Florida, right?
One of them ate the other one's face because of bath salts, I believe.
Right.
Oh, we were in Florida yeah, when all that Florida was happening.
Oh, no, yeah. And they had like kids at the gig and shit or something?
That was in Sacramento, I think. We were really bottom of the barrel. Nothing
super
exciting.
Dad.
Yeah,
super
like
dad.
Not,
super dad.
Nothing yeah. really too exciting had happened. So we're like, well, there's some awful people we were around.
Sacramento?
Yeah. So it's about ridiculous. Super dad.
Yeah.
I thought it was in Florida, but you did call us from Florida.
We
right?
did call you from Florida right. after we had a run in with some police. Who are accusing us of stealing our own van.
Mm-hmm. Must and, be.
Yeah.
Typical.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because, you know.
Typical you punk rock kids.
Nevada van in Florida, yeah. you know.
Must clear, be stolen.
Clearly stolen.
I don't buy the story.
Dickholes. So do you guys like kind of main, like kind of.
Nick is pretty
shut up.
I'm going to let him drive for a minute.
I'm a little bit high and to the left.
Do you guys like definitely have like in the car rules for like, you know, what's going down and what towns you're in and like, you know, like when we go through Alabama, don't fucking stop over here or whatever, you know what I mean?
Not really. I mean,
we have heard some Texas horror stories.
Yeah, we've heard bad stories in like El Paso.
Crooked cops you know, in Amsterdam like, County.
Don't alert other drivers that their lights are off or, you know, that sort of thing. But that's probably about as close as...
It's more like urbanness than reality.
No, but if you alert
in
people
El Paso,
that their lights are off
true.
In El Paso, you'll die.
Yeah, you
they'll
die.
Fucking
yeah.
shoot you.
Don't be flashing your lights in El Paso.
Yeah.
Or if you don't, they might give you $1,000. Who knows? It's a weird... They have a different game there.
Yeah. Far out. Well, yeah, it would be cool to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to hear. Tour stories are sometimes good.
I'm glad you guys are going to be out there representing Reno.
You know where we are every Monday night.
I think that's wonderful.
And ladies and gentlemen, also don't forget, speaking of us and Monday nights and what we do, don't forget the Blazing Mics at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, hosted next week by Hella Acapella.
Segue.
Word.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show, as it always is. And
kind of
I've been enjoying also the Strag open mic on Sundays with Two Shits Poetry. Those kids are good. It's a good time.
And then
over there.
4th Street does it on Wednesdays?
Thursday? Wednesday.
I think Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah, before comedy at 3rd Street.
Yeah.
4th Street does open mic. 3rd Street does comedy. Yeah.
Don't forget, on Tuesday, about 50 different places do Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right.
That's important.
You should always eat tacos on Tuesday.
This chick Sally down the street. Never mind.
Bacon which tacos. Is a metaphor for vaginas.
Yes. Very good, Nick. You're staying with the group. Nick gets jokes, everyone.
It's a milestone.
Yeah, okay, let's just put this to bed. Vampirates?
Fucking great to see you guys.
Great to see you guys.
Good luck on your tour.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Are they doing more, Rick?
We'll I would love chunk. For that. I would love that. Do they want
do you guys
want
to do more?
Big more, like three more chunks?
Yeah, we
could
do
we got one more chunk.
Fuck yeah.
One more chunk. Oh, before I forget, speaking of chunks, your secret password for Reno Computer Fix. If you want nearly a $100 discount on a brand new refurbished laptop with a solid state disk or hard drive, your password is three songs. Shut up! Damn it!
So it's brand new and refurbished?
Just go in and say, no café de la bed.
No!
That's the password.
That is not the password.
It's the password.
No?
No. Okay. The password is three song chunk.
Three song,
three
chunk.
Song chunk.
You that, just made that up. Why can't it be no café de la bed?
Because nobody can say that right.
Okay, three song.
No, three song
chunk. Can it
no,
be?
No.
Just suck his dick.
No. Hey,
it was almost Cocksmoker.
Fuck you.
Three song chunk. And my butthole is puckering.
But like I said, if you go into Reno Computer Fix starting this Thursday morning, and you say, hey, I want that 3-song chunk computer, the one that's logged it, you'll get nearly $100 discount on a really killer laptop that they got there in the shop.
Fuck yeah.
And if you're too late and somebody's already gotten it for you, I'm sure they've got laptops for $99. Computer for $99. Laptop, they're awesome. They got a lot of great refurbished shit that works like a dream. So
awesome.
3-song chunk is your password.
All right.
Awesome.
Woo, all right.
Computer Fix.
For Nick Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and the Vampirates, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd.
No confession.
I hate you. Fuck this show.
No
confession. Good night, ladies. You sons of bitches.
Chris, do you know what song this is?
Consider giving society a second chance. Think that we can turn it around. Could it be possible to pull it together now? To live on common ground, tolerate our differences. Not by things we're fucked and offense. Our standard of living is absurd. Time is in horrors. Starving children, dinner for the first. We're the fucking general accusing the rest of the world of being a black god on our own. Very hard. Do you think that you're innocent and the blood dripping from your palms? Right out into ignorance, serving you. Stand on your knees and take what a gust and fall.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Hey, my bitch! Come here and get a drink! Hey, you fucking dick! Your cunt fucking sticks! Better men camp around! Whiskey is the name of the game! Skateboarding is not music! You'll never be the same! Never gonna let him run the sky! You must take a shot at whiskey! Maybe you think I'm taking the fight! Don't touch that fucking mic! Don't you fucking think about it! You are the scum and wait on the guns for dead! You're stupid, not for dead. You're stupid. I know. We'll have to fight. Have to fight. For what is right. Get rid of all my chicken fucking show. This is really as good as it gets. Can't think of anything that could be better. But if I could, I'd rather be pressed. Don't touch that fucking mic. Don't you fucking think about it. Stay with the latest tomorrow's come. Get this from Donald, but that's a fun. Didn't you hear what I just said? When I told you to knock it off. Spray paint in your face. Well, stay out next to you. I know. We'll have to fight. Have to fight.
Bomb up. Go ahead. Do you know how this song goes?
Nope.
Huh?
Find out how that I'm scared. While I'm missing the waste again. While we're in this game of fear. Patrick doesn't want scared. So I'm talking all the men. You start to get out of it. Dance and come. Talk about jokes. Get kicked out. You don't run. Loving us. To the jump. Loving us. To the jump. So I'm smashed out of the shit. Not that we get up. It's a game. All involved. Just a scam. Love to jump. I'm trying to bleed. Ba 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 ba
So glad you sang that last one. I completely forgot the last verse.
I must leave you now. See you later, gentlemen. Meditate while awaiting your turn. For it would be extremely difficult for you to get away from here. Unless, of course, you have wings.
Dog War Studios.
Like a bat.